Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and equip you to live a proper, normal, daily Christian life and to have a proper church life so that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. Today we continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with today's podcast, we will have the fifth and final installment in a series on the crucial matter of eating in the Bible. As we have seen over these last few weeks, eating is crucial to our Christian life. God created us as eating vessels. And in today's fellowship, I would like to impress you with two key points. The first is the overcoming power of eating. And the second is the normality of eating. In the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, we have the epistles to the seven churches in Asia. And on one hand, these were actual local churches that were existing at the time, and John, in his mending ministry, was speaking something to them. But these are also signs, and they depict the record of the church throughout seven stages. And overall, this shows us both the degradation and the recovery of the church. To each of the seven churches, there is a cry for the overcomers, that the overcomers in every local church would rise up. And to the overcomers in each church, a kind of prize or reward is given. And in three of the churches, the rewards or the prize are matters of eating. To the church in Ephesus, the overcomers are promised to eat of the tree of life. To those in Pergamos, the reward is to eat of the hidden manna. And finally, to those in Laodicea, the reward is to dine or to feast with the Lord, implying to enjoy the riches of the all-inclusive Christ as the good land. From these two chapters, we can see that overcoming has everything to do with the matter of eating. Yes, on one hand, we overcome to eat, but the secret is that we eat to overcome. We must be eating Christians. We must be those that have a steady diet of Christ as the tree of life, who have the secret fellowship with the Lord and enjoy Him as the hidden manna, and those who enjoy the Lord as a rich feast, both personally and with others. Brothers and sisters, to overcome any and every negative factor that we face in our Christian life, whether it is the world, whether it is sin, whether it is the flesh, we must eat. We must eat to be strengthened and eat so that we can overcome. We can also see this point in the book of Exodus. In Exodus chapters 12 through 14, we see the matter of the Passover and the crossing of the Red Sea, and that implies our salvation and our baptism. Then in chapter 16, the matter of the manna is presented. God feeds His people daily, morning by morning. He gives them the fresh manna. Then in chapter 17, the children of Israel face their first fight, and that is with Amalek. And the people of Amalek signify the flesh. So this shows us that in order to be equipped to deal with the flesh, we must first eat Christ as our manna. God supplied His people for the battle. He didn't expect them to fight the battle on their own. In the same way, brothers and sisters, if there's anything that is plaguing us in our Christian life, any negative factors, yes, we must have the thorough dealing with many matters like sin and the world, but we must first eat. Eating is the key. Eating is the secret. We have to have times daily to eat the Lord, especially in His Word. And we need times weekly to be with others, whether in groups of twos and threes, or in the small group meetings, or in the church meetings when we are feasting with the brothers and sisters. Never underestimate the supply that we get from the church meetings. We need to eat the Lord personally and corporately. Eating is the way to overcome. Eating is the secret of overcoming, and eating is the power for our overcoming. Now I'd like to conclude the fellowship, not just from today, but of these past weeks, with this very important matter of the normality of eating. I hope that we can see that even in creation, God made us as eating vessels. We all are born to eat. Actually, that's the first thing that a newborn wants to do. After taking in the first breath, right away there's the hunger comes in to take in the milk. And for our whole life, we never stop eating. Eating is a daily matter. Actually, eating is a matter sometimes from hour to hour. Normally, we have three meals a day, and sometimes in between, some snacks. And this is a picture to show us that the Lord made us this way. None of us are self-sufficient beings. In order to exist, we need some supply from outside. And spiritually, this is the way it is. We need to eat. We need to enjoy the Lord, especially through His Word, daily, even several times throughout the day. However, when we eat, we should never look for anything spectacular. We should just eat. Eating is very normal. You know, most of our daily meals in our normal daily life are not exciting things. We have some breakfast. Usually that's a quick meal. You take something that will sustain you. It's usually not something grand and something that will get you excited. However, it is so important. Actually, some say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So we have to have a good beginning, especially in our spiritual life. I know many young people skip breakfast physically, but we should never skip the spiritual breakfast. Sometimes we may spend 5 or 10 or 20 minutes with the Lord to eat some verses in the morning, and we don't get much feeling, but we should never trust our feeling. By faith, just take in the Word. Take in the Word in a steady, daily way. Brothers and sisters, if we would really commit ourselves to take one or two verses every morning, open ourselves to the Lord, call on Him. If you sense the need, confess your sins, and then dive into the Word and just chew on one or two verses, not going too fast, and not with the goal of just to finish the verses, but to contact the Lord in His Word, mingling our prayer and our reading. It may not seem like much. We may not get some a fantastic revelation, or we may not feel what we feel sometimes when we're in the church meeting and the conference with many saints. But you should never underestimate the power that such times affords us. If we would eat the Lord daily like this, there will be some long-term benefit. There will be benefit that day. We will be strengthened to obey the Lord's speaking throughout the day, to follow the anointing. Actually, in my experience, when I have the time with the Lord in the morning, I'm more aware of the anointing, of the Lord's moving, of the sense of life throughout the day. So we need such times, but it's so normal. Never look for any great feeling. Every now and then, the Lord does give us some feeling. We do have a realization that we receive some light or some extra supply, but don't look for that. And then we shouldn't limit our contact with the Lord to the morning time. Throughout the day, we just should spontaneously call on Him. Maybe we bring back to mind the verses that we had in the morning. Some of the saints, when they're using the holy word for morning revival, will take the verses with them so that they can memorize them or repeat them throughout the day. That's a very good practice. That come back to the word. And then, of course, throughout the week, we can have times when we gather with one or two others, with our companions, to just touch the Lord together, read a verse, call on the Lord together. Again, those times may not seem like much. They may not be that exciting, but they are very nourishing, and something is happening spontaneously within us to strengthen us and also to deal with the negative things in our being. Eating is very normal. Of course, once in a while, we have a big feast with friends or family or the brothers and sisters. And so the time of eating is a big occasion. And that's just like when we get together in the church meeting, on the Lord's Day, or in a conference, or in a training. We enjoy a big feast together. But we don't do that every day. For the most part, our eating is something quiet, something normal, but actually very sustaining. In Revelation 3:8, the Lord says to the overcomers in the church in Philadelphia, "You have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name." Brothers and sisters, we all have a little power. And when we eat the Lord through His word and call on His name throughout the day, that little power is sustained. Don't look for a great feeling. Just eat normally. Eat every day. Eat consistently. Enjoy the Lord through His word and through His name. And this will strengthen us to live the normal Christian life and church life. In John 6:57, the Lord promises that he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Just eat. Just eat the Lord. And the Lord will live in us. The Lord will move in us. And we will enter into a daily life of enjoyment with the Lord, a consistent life of enjoyment with the Lord. And we'll also see, as we mentioned earlier, we will overcome many negative things just by eating. Some of the overcoming is so spontaneous that we didn't even realize we overcame until we look back and at the situation and realize that we passed through that. Other times we may realize that we're at a juncture that we need some strength, and the strength is there because we had some time with the Lord in His word, and we've been eating the Lord day by day. So I just like to encourage you. I hope these last few times of fellowship would be put into practice so that we can have a life of eating and a life of overcoming. Well, this concludes our fellowship for today. We always are desirous to hear some feedback from you, not only from this podcast, but from any of the podcasts that are presented on the H. Turner's website. O Lord, strengthen us to eat you daily. Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For hturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.